ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, entitled Status Quo, Chapter Number 30, entitled Description of Adverse Fruitive Activities, Text Number 8. Akshiptatmendriya Srinam Akshiptatmaindriyasrinam Asatinam cha mayayam Raho rachittayalpaye Sisunam kalabashinam Akshiptatmaindriyasrinam Asatinam cha mayaya Raho rashita alpai Raho rashita alpai Raho rashita alpai Shishunam kalabashinam Akshiptatmendriya srinam Asatinam cha mayayam Raho rashitaya lapai Shishunam kalabashinam Word to word meaning Akshipta charmed Atma heart Indriya, his senses, Srinam, of woman, Asatinam, false, Cha, and Mayaya, by Maya, Raha, in a solitary place, Rasitaya, displayed, Alaphai, by the talking, Sisunam, of the children, Kalabashinam, with sweet words. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. He gives heart and senses to a woman who falsely charms him with Maya. He enjoys solitary embraces and talking with her, and he is enchanted by the sweet words of the small children. Purport. Family life within the kingdom of illusory energy Maya is just like a prison for the eternal living entity. In prison, a prisoner is shackled by iron chain and iron bars. Similarly, a conditioned soul is shackled by the charming beauty of a woman. By her solitary embraces and talks of so-called love, and by the sweet words of his small children, thus he forgets his real identity. In this verse, the words Srinam Asatinam indicate that womanly love is just to agitate the mind of man. Actually, in the material world, there is no love. Both the woman and man are interested in their sense gratification. For sense gratification, a woman creates an illusory love and the man becomes enchanted by such false love and forgets his real duty. When there are children as a result of such a combination, the next attraction is to the sweet words of the children. The love of the woman at home and the talk of the children make one a secure prisoner, and thus he cannot leave his home. Such a person is termed in Vedic language a grahamedhi, which means one whose center of attraction is home. Grahastha refers to one who lives with family, wife and children, but whose real purpose of living is to develop Krishna consciousness. One is therefore advised to become a Grahastha and not a Grahamedi. The Grahastha's concern is to get out of the family life created by illusion and enter into real family life with Krishna. Whereas the Grahamedi's business is to repeatedly chain himself to so-called family life in one life after another and perpetually remain in the darkness of Maya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Sakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vande Guru Sri Guru Sriyuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitamcha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Ganda Radha Ganda Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, seeking the blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas, speak something of this verse, even though this is very overwhelming for me, it's a heavy subject matter, and it's like a very fine line. What you speak on this subject is always very controversial. Not to hurt anyone, at the same time present the truth. So for my own purification. So this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, for some time we are discussing the teachings of Lord Kapila. If you see, the earlier chapters were mostly of bhakti or mixed with Ashtanga or Jnana or Sankhya philosophy and some devotional service and devotional aspect was mixed or presented purely. The next three chapters, it talks about suffering of material life produced by various action without the bhakti to the Lord. So we talk about how bhakti can be performed under three modes of material nature. I mean the person who is under the three modes of material nature. And this one shows, these three chapters explains about activities of living entity in under the modes of material nature without proper devotion. Especially this chapter explains the pain one undergo from youth to old age to death and the hell, and then how we get attached to his wife or children's or and how is one is entangled in this material world. So as you see, this particular verse or this section starts off that one actually has this first problem that he doesn't know his eternal nature. He thinks he is his body and whatever extent is related to this body. So this is the first problem, that one may not have a knowledge. And then everything is built upon this basic thing. That's why you get attached to so-called family and then friends and society and things like that, because one may not have this knowledge of eternal nature. And the striking thing that the time factor is explained. This time factor is very cruel in nature, because even the person puts lots of pain and labor in, you know, accumulating or producing everything which is attached to this body, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes as time and destroys. I was thinking, it's just like a small child trying to build a sand castle in the shores of an ocean. So the child spends a lot of time and pain in creating a big castle, which is nothing but his family, his designation, his possession, position, power and everything. But the waves, you know, are so cruel in one sense that it does not care how much time or energy is spent in building the castle. It will take away in a second. So this is the nature of the time. It destroys everything. So one may put a lot of time and energy in the body, but one should understand anything is material as an expiry date. So when we spend a lot of time in the body or in anything related to the body, that too have an expiry date. And it's going to taken at one point. So then, even we don't know when the death will come. So when Parikshit Maharaj was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, there was two quality was mentioned in the introduction of, in Krishna book, Prabhupada write, that he is so attentively listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. That time I was thinking that Parikshit Maharaj knows when he is going to die. In spite of knowing that, he was so attentive and eagerly listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. So our condition is worse than Parikshit Maharaj actually, in one sense. Because we don't know when the death will come. So we should be more attentive and more eager in listening to Srimad Bhagavatam grasping. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is the solution to all problems. The description, the Srimad Bhagavatam is like the Amala Purana. It's like if you think all the scriptures are like the one tree, and the best part of the tree is the fruit. And imagine that's a mango tree. And Srimad Bhagavatam is like the mango without skin and without seed, and is full of juice and nectar. On top of that, a fruit is sweet. A fruit becomes more sweet when it is touched by the beak of a parrot. So similarly, when this Srimad Bhagavatam is given by Sukhdev Goswami, who is like the parrot, it is more sweeter than the normal mango fruit. And this fruit is given to, you know, Parikshit Maharaj. So that is why this Bhagavatam is so attractive, and it is a solution. Anyway, we'll talk that later. So this time, and because if the person who is not in Krishna consciousness, he cannot understand how this time is carrying. Just like a big cloud is carried by the wind without the knowledge of the, you know, the cloud doesn't know. Similarly, the person who is, you know, working hard, materialistic, great pain and labor, does not know that this time is carrying and is going to destroy. But it's interestingly, this, when that person is identifying with the body, or sometimes we find it's a very relative world. We may spend time in spirituality and people say this may be a waste of time. We may say they are doing, you know, things which is waste of time. But one should understand that we are something spending time which is going to be, you know, like a credit which is never going to end, or it's going to be the eternal nature, because we also have an eternal family. This is the second. We have that eternal family and real family in the spiritual world, but because we have developed this affection and attachment to friend, family and relatives, we are always in anxiety and work to satisfy them. So coming back, this verse, Prabhupada says, there is no love in this material world. It is like, you know, very much infatuation. I remember, you know, everyone has this, you know, period in their life, especially when you're in college or school, or, you know, in the particular age, and you get infatuated, we develop crush to opposite sex. I was, you know, when I was college, you know, there was, I remember this boy, you know. A whole college knew that this boy is going around the girl. Whole college knew. Everywhere the girl goes, this boy goes back, you know, like a shadow. And we used to, you know, say, come on, yeah, what is this, you know. You know, he say, you know, then every day, you know, one day we saw, you know, like a letter written in blood or something. You know, it is boy cuts and then in right, you know, I love you, like that, you know. And that girl say, no, 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 I don't want to see you, I don't want to like it. And then, you know, we can't understand. Neither, you know, it is interesting, you know, we see, you know, we boys used to discuss, you know, that girl also doesn't look very good. Why this boy is getting attracted? But of course, I'm not that time, you know, practicing any spirituality or know the knowledge. Then the other side, in the school, there was another girl who was running after this boy. He's my friend. One time what happened, this girl came and gave a present or something. You know, it's a present I want to give you, like that. And this boy took the present and in front of them, he smashed the present there only. It shattered. Along with the girl's heart also. The girl's car started crying. And this guy, hey, go somewhere like that, you know. And then he came with us, let's go out. Then we were looking, okay, let's go. So sometimes, you know, it is both the side. But mainly, you know, if you see Srimad Bhagavatam, some of them, it's taken as a, you know, male body, you know, as attracted to female, or female body, you know. But it is just, one should understand this, just a given, you know, as a predominant. But this attraction is there in anybody, actually. So there is no love. And this, especially when one is getting into family life, there is a two stage of attraction which is mentioned here in this purport. First, the first shackle was that, you know, beautiful attraction to his wife. And then, by the time, you know, it was fading or something, then the child is born. Yeah? It's like extending the lease of the term, you know. You know, a child is born. So, when the child is born, then, you know, he is attracted to that, you know, broken words. I was seeing one of the ad or something. There's an old man and there's a boy sitting. And this old man, there was one sparrow came and sat there in front of them. So this old man asked this boy, "What is this?" He said, "It's a sparrow." After a few minutes, again it comes and again he asks, "What is this?" And then he said, "Sparrow." Like that, he asked continuously, like 5 times, 10 times. Then, you know, like 5th, 6th time he asked, "What is this?" Then the boy stand up and then he put the paper, he was reading newspaper, he put down and he said, "This is a sparrow, this is a sparrow, this is a sparrow," like that. And then, you know, he got really upset, and then the father gets up and goes to his home, to his house. They were sitting in the courtyard or something. And then he goes and he brings a book, one notebook kind of thing. And then he gives to his son. Then he reads. Actually, it's, you know, he has recorded some of the incident when he was, you know. So he said, there he written that, you know, "My child, first time he asked me one question, what is this? And he asked me 23 times, same question. And I was so overwhelmed, I answered all the 23 times that it's a sparrow." So, when the boy was young, he asked the same question to his father, "What is this?" And he was, you know, he is like a, you know, he was in ecstasy. Every time the boy, you know, boy was asking the same question, he was in ecstasy and he was answering. But not the same when he went to become old, you know. This is what the broken words is. You know? Sometimes you see, when a child started to speak or doesn't form the sentence properly, a lot of grammatical mistake, PT won't be cleared, you know. But then it's a joy, because the child, speaking. See, this is something very soothing. Even though going out and working very hard, because to then he was allured, and then he want to keep them happy. For that, he needs money. The third stage, you know, where money is sweeter than honey. So he trying to get the money by hook or crook, or, you know, because that's what, right? If you go, you know, family going home means the food has to be in the table. The family has to run. Yeah. He has to take care of the wife and also children. So then, even though he gets money, proper or improper, but he may not get opportunity to enjoy that. Whatever, you know, made or whatever leftover he has that. And then this is the potency of Maya. So the Maya has two power, that is to pull down and to cover. Avaranatmika and Prashepatmika. So this actually, first the Maya makes our body the most affectionate one. We see in a couple of verses also, even though the living entities comes in different body, they are not very aversion to that body. From a higher level of a living body, we can see, you know, okay, the body of a hog is not very pleasing. But for the hog, that is the, you know, best body. We see the story of, you know, Brahma and Indra as well. So this is a covering potency. Even though the human form of life is very rare and precious. And what you know, we hear the story of, you know, Kailash, or, you know, many story, that even though the human form of body is given, but then we don't take it very seriously that one should practice spirituality. We give this, that, you know, spirituality is not a retirement program, that one should practice, when the time is there. But if we look at ourselves, then, you know, there are times we may not take it very seriously when the opportunity is there.
So Prahlad Maharaj, you know, gives his teaching that if a person is, say, suppose living for 100 years, then, you know, first 10 years, nothing much, you know, child, and then next 10 years he's studying, so that 20 years is wasted. And then when he is older, you know, then the another 20 years is wasted. So like, you know, 40 years is gone. Prabhupada writes like, you know, usually out of 100 years, 50 years is gone because a person sleeps 12 hours. So, you know, like that, if you reduce, 50 years is gone in that, and then, you know, childhood and old age is gone. Only few years are left for a person. And if that few years, one get attached to family life and get entangled, then where is the question of spirituality? So that is also lost. So, you know, that's why, you know, his first teaching from Prahlad Maharaj giving to the, you know, his friends, he says that one should start practicing spirituality at the age of 5. When he's sent to Gurukul, and then, you know, he is practiced. That's why there is this, if you see the Varnashram, so one is given Brahmacharya, then Grahastha, then Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So Brahmacharya life is one who, one is learned to control his senses and serve as a menial servant for the instruction of Guru. And Prabhupada writes interestingly that a trained Brahmacharya, when he is moving into Grahastha Ashram, he is different from normally when he is entering into Grahastha Ashram. Because when one normally entering into Grahastha Ashram means that he is trying to satisfy his senses and trying to, you know, balance a family. But not, doesn't have the inclination that one day I should give up this household and move on. If you see in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are kings and sages who are practicing Brahmacharya, and then they take up to Grahastha Ashram, and they give up Grahastha Ashram and they move on to Vanaprastha. Because the spirituality or the Krishna consciousness which he experienced in Brahmacharya Ashram is always there as a comparing tool and always there to understand, this is I've experienced before and I'm always looking forward. So when he is not, you know, stagnant in Grahastha Ashram, he is planning to retire himself because he know that this giving full time to spirituality is the best part of one's life. So we see the example of Priyavrata Maharaj, then you see the example of Bharat Maharaj also. He was a great king and then he left everything, and then, you know, because he heard the instruction from his Rishabdev. So you can see there are great examples. And then, and not only that, this Maya has a covering potency that it gives you a thing that enjoyment is very rare. And this is the time. And this is, you are young, you know, you have to enjoy now. Because everyone is enjoying, you are missing this point, so you need to enjoy. And it is wonderful that the Maya is expert in packaging a particular body which is very attractive to a particular living entity. We can relate to ourselves also. There is a particular package of, you know, a combination of muscle, bones and everything is very attractive to a particular audience only. Particular body, like, you know, is very expert actually. Know exactly how one, you know, because there are many people are working to pull us down. We may not know. Maya is there, Cupid is there, Maya agencies are there, and material nature is there. If you read, you will see So taking spirituality or Krishna consciousness means declaring war against Maya. So Maya is working full time on this project to pull us down. So if we are very casual or part time, we cannot, you know, because Maya is continuously thinking of what, you know, is like a crack in a dam. One day it will, you know, you want to find a crack or find a situation, find a circumstances and find your weak point and pull you down and covers your knowledge. This is the, you know, Maya's thing. And we also, we can, so another Maya's expertise, it's a very good diverter. I'll explain you how. So we are having this propensity to serve. Serving we cannot avoid. Without service it's impossible to live. So our propensity to serve is fulfilled and satisfied when we serve Krishna. But Maya will use our propensity and make us an impression that by serving so many people we will be happy. And that is the illusion. So illusion is that, you know, we think by serving we will become master. By serving everyone, because everyone is dependent on me, everyone is looking for me, I am the head of the family, I am the provider, I am the controller, I am serving so nicely, see. I am giving whatever they want, I am providing money, I am providing shelter, I am providing food. So I am the thing, you know. So this is like, we are covered because Maya is expert in diverting our propensity to serve Krishna to other living entities and make us think that we are the master. And this is the covering potency of Maya. So by the result, but we are frustrated and not happy by doing that. And as the years go, we lose respect. We are not treated the same way. So much problems happen. And guess what? To control our mind or to make ourselves very spiritual is a lot of effort is there. And getting into family life, then you are dealing with so many minds. Your relations are expanding. Many people are, you know, your in-laws, yourself, your family, your children. So many people are there. Then you are forced to be diplomatic. And you are forced to play politics. Right? Yeah. It's, you know, recently a couple of incident. One person, you know, told me, you know, see, I can cooperate with everyone, but my daughter-in-law, it's very difficult. I can deal the whole world, but this relation, I don't want to. I'm problem. New relation coming in. You know, there's a lot of confusion and tug of war happening in the family. So much of not able to cooperate. When the person is there and he don't know whether to satisfy his mother or whether to satisfy his wife. I should help my parents or in-laws, right? I should, what should I do? If I go this way, they are beating me. If I go that side, they are scolding me. How do I do it? How do I find the balance? At least if you are a single, you like to find the balance between material and spiritual life. Now you are becoming diplomatic. You are playing politics. How to use a proper word and proper, you know, state and sentiment, you know. So this is And then you finding happiness means some or other contracting miseries and some or other making everyone happy. Whole life time is spent. And then, you know, then another incident that recently one devotee, you know, came to me and he said, you know, am I doing okay in my devotional service? Do you see anything? This is a devotee who is practicing for a long time and who comes to morning program and things like that. I said, why you are... I feel very lonely. I come to festivals, but then still many people are there, crowded, but I'm still lonely. Then I asked, what is your, whole itinerary? He says, you know, I work one job, and then I spend time in the home, then a lot of problem, you know, this is not happening, that is happening, it all boils down to money. Then I went to work for in the weekend also. Now there is no time to spend with the family. And then I understand there is no proper nourishment of spirituality. 7 days working and then very hard, physical. By the time you come, you are tired. And then morning, some or other, you are, you know, give a vow to spiritual master that you have to chant. So some more rush up and then finish your rounds and then go. Then again go work, then meet the people who are, you know, not very spiritually inclined. Then when you come home, you're discussing about bills. I asked, okay, so you speak to your wife, you know, about Srimad Bhagavatam or discuss anything, or your friend. And then we both only speak about bills. Which bills to pay, which mortgage to pay. I said, you know, see, you have to spend 8 hours for your spiritual life. 8 hours for recreation and 8 hours for your work. So now you know how many hours you are spending for spiritual life and then how much hours you are lacking. See, I said, you know, I don't have much of association. So it's a art actually. And the best part, I was telling, you know, see, you have to have association of Srila Prabhupada through his books and as association of Krishna through holy name. Because sooner or later, whatever relation or whatever association you have, may not have, because body may not permit you, or soon whoever friends, they may be leaders or they may be traveling. You may not have all the same association of, you know, then that time we may not be feeling lonely because we didn't have proper absorption in Srimad Bhagavatam or reading or chanting. Then it will be a serious problem. So I told him, you know, you can read. Even though I told him, you know, everyone has problem. Each and every ashram has his own complexities and problems and, you know. But if we can able to take shelter of the holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam, then somehow or other we can able to come out of this problem. So, if you see, now Kapila Dev is speaking very harsh words or giving very cutting philosophy. Because he wants to create a detachment in our heart. A detachment, because a person who is materially attached, for him to get Krishna is very difficult. We have to give up the attachment to material things and attach to Krishna. So the detachment is developing. So that's why he is speaking these harsh words. So then this detachment, if you say, you know, detachment and practice is the control of your, you know, the mind, which is Bhagavad Gita Krishna says. So the detachment is from the material things and practice listening and hearing about Krishna. So that's how we have to do. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, if you see, the you know, you can also see there is a attraction of gopis or, you know, devotees to Krishna. But this is completely different from material platform. We cannot compare that also, because it's very transcendental. This Srimad Bhagavatam is very attractive to all kind of people. So they divide into three. That is, one is want to get liberated, or one in the path of liberation, or who has already get liberated. So the person, the people or sages who are already got liberated, like Sukhdev Goswami or other saint, they are attracted to the pastimes of Krishna. They have nothing to do with this material world, and they are attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam, especially pastimes of Krishna, means that is not of this material platform. And that, so, you know, in one of the Prabhupada I was reading, that reading about the pastime of Krishna and with gopis is actually the cure for sex desire. Maybe I find very contradiction. Because it is one thing which is there, this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. If there is a problem, they don't neglect that problem, but address that problem and give solution for the practitioner or for the person. How do we come out of that problem? So lust is a problem, is addressed. So that way, by hearing about the pastimes of Krishna, one can actually get rid of this desire for enjoying oneself. And then, you know, how we can give enjoyment to Krishna. Otherwise, it is really difficult. So when Srila Prabhupada was traveling to US, and there were these hippies. So these hippies are very educated, and they are very coming from a wealthy background. It's not that they are pauper or something, you know. But one thing they attach is sex, which is, you know, in general, that's the greatest pleasure in material world you can get. But those kind of people, when Srila Prabhupada, you know, converted into the most happiest people, they can easily give up. And not only that, it's interesting that when Srila Prabhupada wanted to start a center in London, he sent the family, you know, practicing devotees, three couples, to London. And the way they, you know, started us, it's really amazing. They're like, one they want to go to an event, so, but they don't have invitation. And this event, there's a lot of, you know, dignitaries. Ravi Shankar, you know, is a music. He's coming. The embassies, Indian embassies, and all these people are coming. And they some or other want to go, because they want a breakthrough. Before they tried, okay, we'll do follow like the previous method, like we go, how we did in San Francisco. We'll go do Kirtan. So they went to, you know, one park. Trafalgar Park is a first place they went, and they were doing Harinam there. And people, because they understood that, after some time they understood that this London is not the same as like a hippie culture. It's not very hippie. They are very, you know, civilized, and they are wearing court suit. They are in different category. And they were doing this Harinam, and the cops, the police came, and they were also, you know, not like, you know, very rude. They said, who is the leader? You know, it's not appropriate to do here. Can you go and do somewhere else? They were polite, and so they were a little bit, don't know what to do. And they went to the other park, and it was raining, pouring down. No one was there. Because they had a confusion whether to do or not. They said, okay, we'll do. And it was raining like heavily. And no one was there and they were doing Harinam. Because they all thought that they want to just please Prabhupada. Prabhupada will be happy if he knows. That's all they want to do. So they were doing. And then, so like that they were doing, they thought, okay, this is not working out. So we'll approach different thing. We'll go to this event. So they dressed up everything. So they got this old kind of van, only 3 seat, but they are 6 people plus a child. So they had this trampoline at the back. It's a ute kind of thing. So they had a trampoline, and inside the trampoline they were sitting. Trampoline like kind of. And it was raining, and they went to this event. And there was a gate key, you know, there was a security guard. He stopped them. Yes, okay, where is the invitation? Then the invitation, yeah. I here only is there, like that they were searching, you know, Shyam Chunder Prabhu and Malati Mataji, they were searching like that. And then the guard looked, you know, like that. And then the guard said, yeah, okay, you are dressed up nicely in the sari. You can go, I think you will have like that. They don't have invitation. Then the boom gate, when they went inside, they were nicely dressed with the sari and, you know, with the kurta and dhoti and shaven head with nice tilak and everything. So they went and then the security guard go straight on the left, that is the building, commission, Indian commission building, and you can go there. And they went in the building and then someone opened the building, I mean the door, and then asked, so your name? Like that. And they are all looking each other, what should we say? They said, Mukund Maharaj said, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Oh, okay. So then, he said, oh, okay, like that. Then that security guy, he went inside and then they followed. He walked so fast, so they were rushing and everything. And then they went and they were like, all these people are there, Ravi Shankar and, you know, all these people are there. And to their surprise, this guy raised the hand and said, International Society for Krishna Consciousness is here. So everyone stopped. Everyone stopped for a minute and they all looked them. And, you know, they were like, you know, what he did. Then some or other, because they have met Ravi Shankar before and in San Francisco. So he... some or other recognized, hey, like that he said. Then everyone, you know, started talking and everything. And then they went there. And then he was drinking and wine and everything, you know, all alcohol and everything. So he was laughing and, you know, I'm a Hindu, I'm dressed like this. You are, you know, all Westerners, you are dressed like an Indian. Then he was laughing and... anyway, so the point I was trying is... because we cannot say, oh, okay... fine, this ashram is a drawback or is a troublesome in one's progress in Krishna consciousness. No, that is not the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Or that is not the message of Kapila Dev, that this is, you know, one who get into family life or get into a problem is like a deep well, andukupam, you know. All these teachings are there. It's said one... Prabhupada clearly writes, there is a grahamedi and grahastha. So it's up to us how we place center. We placing Maya or Krishna. Because the advancement of Krishna consciousness is not based on ashram, but it's one devotion to Guru and to Krishna. So that we can see when we read these stories of devotees in, you know, the early days, how they have made oneself. So that's why these details are given to know where we are and to correct ourselves. Otherwise it's very difficult to continuously move forward in our devotional life. So, yeah, I'll stop here and then see if any correction, questions or comments. So what we discussed. One who is wants to get the three people are attracted to Krishna Katha or Krishna's pastime. So one who wants to get liberated, and one who is on the path of liberation, and then one is already liberated. So otherwise the activities. Here also we see a lot of activities, how a boy is attracted to a woman, a girl is attracted to a boy. We see movies and songs and literature and everything. That does not arouse any detachment or any, you know, inclination for spirituality. It arouses more lust and more entanglement in the material world. But the same subject matter, it creates a reverse effect when we are reading the pastimes of Krishna. Because that is why it's a transcendental scripture. Because that really develops our attraction towards Krishna rather our attraction towards material things. And we see how the devotee is having sweet relationship with Krishna that makes us to think that how we can be selfless and be less greedy. So then I was reading, and then this point that I find interesting is that the material world, people are greedy and want more and accumulate like that. But then one come to devotional service and performing devotional, you know, sadhana and everything. So that greediness there, but then the greediness to Krishna, you know, is changed. Like we have this greedy thing, want to get more and things like that, but that still remains the same, but not towards material things, but towards Krishna. So, you know, so that's I find interesting.
Yes, this verse is very important. He gives heart and senses to a woman who falsely charms him with Maya. He enjoys sweltering embraces and talking with her, and he is enchanted by sweet words of these small children.
Yeah.
This explains the relation, you know, World Health Organization is also following the same thing there. The infectious diseases, the syphilis, hepatitis C, pneumonia, all will surpass in one or two decades the heart disease and cancer and all those things. The showing it. So this verse explains why this is happening. Such important. The time and energy we spend on social activity are not commensurate, you know, with the thing. So we have to be Krishna conscious all the time if we want to avoid all the situation. The words of Krishna. So Prabhupada Bhattacharya is the most commendable.
As you said, the best goals we agree with your part. What are the problems you bless with in the
meditation? Okay. Too much prasadam. Problem, we need to take care of health. One thing is that. And problem is we have only two hands and two legs to serve. We want to serve everyone, whole congregation, but not enough. We want to expand ourselves, but not possible. So this is a problem in Brahmacharya Ashram. You can serve 24/7 Krishna, and you can have good association of sadhus, and more time. So you are forced to drink the nectar of devotional service. Other ashram also can do, is not. No one is stopping. But then there are responsibility and commitments. There are priorities which one should, cannot neglect. If a baby is crying, he has to go and get milk because he has to take care of Krishna's property. So that's what do you think? No, there is no question of choice. One has to do brahmachari before grihastha. That is Vedic standard. That's what Prahlad Maharaj is saying. 5 years, send your son to Gurukul. There is no, as such, choice is given. You take brahmachari or grihastha. Actually, grihastha is not the starting point. Brahmachari ashram is the starting point. Then one is gone to grihastha ashram. But some misfortune, we come in contact with Krishna consciousness when he just married. Many people told me, if I would have come in contact now before, I would have not married like that. Don't worry, send your son to Brahmacharya Ashram. father would say, my son want to become a doctor. Because I didn't become a doctor, my son want to become a doctor. Don't worry, you don't want to be, you didn't become a brahmachari, your son will become a brahmachari and fulfill your desires. So, there is no problem such that. But, what are you saying? Later part you were saying something. Yeah.
You don't want to join,
that stage is called bachelor. Neither brahmachari nor grihastha. You are in between. So, you are working, money is there, and you are in a comfort, okay, like you are a cat on the wall. What to decide? And so why, my option is you can always take brahmachari, because if you don't like it you can become grihastha. But if you take grihastha, you cannot become brahmachari. See, there's a drawback there. So if you take brahmachari, didn't work out for 6 months, 1 year, why? Good. Nothing wrong. No one will ridicule you. You brahmachari, become grihastha. No one will tell. They will be happy. Okay. And he's always going to help you, because you're going to take a mammoth task of managing a family. Right? So, if you can able to control oneself, then you can able to lead others. So, he's always, there's nothing wrong to become brahmachari and then move to grihastha ashram. Because most, I personally, I know people who got married and then divorced, next week or 2 weeks or 1 month or the day of marriage only. So many, it's like you will hear all the permutation and possibility combination of, disasters. Because they didn't spend quality time in understanding each other, or they just jumped in and then realized that they don't know swimming. So it's like that, So, one can spend some time. And if you ask anyone who has been in Brahmacharya Ashram for some time, they always say, this is the best training I've ever got in Krishna consciousness. Right? You will learn everything. From kartal playing to deity worship, everything in Brahmacharya Ashram. So, Krishna, you were asking.
That,
Okay, so your question is like, one boy does many people have done bad to one boy, so that boy will become many people next life. Is that a question? Okay. So sometimes many people doing certain bad things to people means they are just like a postman. Your karma you are getting, but it's delivered through different people. But then if you take it personally and then you started damaging the person who gave it, then you have to, you know, come in that situation. So for example, if someone, you know, scolding or correcting you, or you know, something they're doing, so if you are you know, against that person and you are giving it back nicely, or you know, hitting him back, so then you are creating a new karma, then you have to take the reaction. But then if you are chanting, then don't have to worry. All the karma is gone. It will not affect you. Krishna will take care of you. Okay? Yes, sir. I was thinking of this point some days back. I went to one devotee family invited for a lunch. Went and then, you know, explaining things in the houses and, you know, many aspects and, you know, big house and own house and things like that. So I was thinking sometime, you know, if we are in a particular ashram and then we are not acting according to that ashram or fulfilling the needs of that ashram and acting weird, like for example, if a grihastha trying to act like a brahmachari, it doesn't work out very well. Or neither the brahmachari thinking of opposite sex and want to get married, that also won't work very well. So you can't, you know, if someone, you know, in a particular, you know, for example, in this case, if you take grihastha ashram, and there are particular needs in grihastha ashram, you need to fulfill that. You need to meet the criteria. If someone is asking, if suppose a wife or a children is asking certain basic need, and you say you are too much attached, you have to be simple, living, eye thinking, this philosophy we give, then, you know, that's not proper dealing with Vaishnavas. I feel like that. So there are basic need. You need a particular, you know, furniture and things like that. You need to provide that basic, and then you need to develop your Krishna consciousness. You cannot artificially, you know, remove everything and, you know, make it like a, you know, like a, for example, get married and then, you know, you want to put a mat or something, like brahmachari, you want to sleep and, you know, keep. Yeah, if both are agreeing, both are cooperating, yes, you can keep it. But then, you know, it's not always the same case. And how will we, for example, if a grihastha, you know, duty is to preach and conduct Bhakti Visha program and things like that, and you invite outside people and they come and see, you don't even have a, you know, basic thing and all, they get scared. Because they are not ready to give up everything like devotees. So we have to, you also answered the question that you want to provide and you are affectionate, but at the same time you have to be detached. Because you provide and as you, that's what, you know, for example, a grihastha main, you know, he is getting income as a form of money. That is like really hard and labor, and with lot of pain one is getting that money. So it's obvious that one get attached to it because he has earned it. And if you give that in charity to Krishna, then you are not attached to it. So the most thing which you are attached, then you are giving to Krishna. So similarly, so you are getting wife, you are getting son, you are getting children, your own body. These are all source of very affection, and you have to offer that to Krishna. That is where challenge is. So how you do it? So.
Asking Christina.
No, I was questioning that is this bachelor option also suitable or good option for a devotee?
Usually there is an age limit is there. So by 30 one should decide. That is the usual cutoff point.
Not just a whole life like that.
Whole life? No. Whole life, it's difficult. Sorry? Because if, for example, Krishna consciousness means we follow the instruction of Krishna. And Krishna says, Chaturvarnyam Maya system. This is my system. You have to fit in this system. You cannot create your own system. So if we accept Krishna, then we have to accept his instruction. So accepting his instruction means placing ourselves in one of the varna and ashram. So placing ourselves in one ashram and then performing in devotion service. Because one may be, you know, live for some time, but in a long run, then it's very difficult without association. So family means some, you know, you need that emotional support. You need that nourishment. So you can get in Brahmacharya Ashram because there are a lot of people. And family also, you have your own family and your, you know, Sangha is there. So it is needed. Of course, your parents will be, yeah? They'll also ask you, right? How long, you know, you want to get married? You have to get married then. Yeah. Yes, Manasa. One point Mataji also told that sometimes when you are perplexed, you know, that's what Arjuna also happened. So he approached a guru, when we don't know what to do in our life, then we should have a spiritual master. Ask him, so he can guide. So one should work on that, because, you know, whatever he says, that is, when we are sincere, then instruction come through Guru. So bona fide spiritual master, by serving him, he will instruct. Be brahmachari. Then you have a problem, you'll say, okay, get married, okay, get married. So, you know, don't have to, you know, rack our brains. Of course, we don't go to Guru for that purpose. But he knows, he sees where one is, and then, you know, give guidance, as Mataji said. Okay. Okay, stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Gaur.